of the Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Friday, March 29th, 2019. I am Richie Ferrell. Here are the headlines. Joshua Francis, attorney at law and Roseau South parliamentary representative, says the United Workers Party will leave no one behind in his constituency. In other news, the Nicolas Maduro government is now trying to ban self-proclaimed Venezuelan leader Juan Guaido from holding office for 15 years. And the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, says the physical and financial impacts of global warming are accelerating. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. More details after this.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back to the morning news. Joshua Francis, attorney at law and parliamentary representative for the Roseau South constituency, stated in an interview on Talk on the Block on Q95 FM radio recently that the United Workers Party, UWP, will leave no one behind in his constituency.
United Workers Party will leave no one behind. We are not going to victimize. And really, for those who are supporting our candidates and supporting our party, it is not just for the party, it is for themselves. It is for Dominica. 19 years of struggle, 19 years of pain. Of course, a few people have benefited under this Dominica Labour Party government, but the majority of Dominicans are suffering. The majority of Dominicans have been in economic and social problems. And the only way that is going to change is for a change of government, a real change. The only way their lives are going to improve and be sustained over a long period of time is to change the government. And I'm confident that the majority of Dominicans have come to understand that and will do the right thing when the time comes.
Meanwhile, Francis is encouraging individuals to return to school. He describes his opponent's campaign strategies as a vote-buying process.
We have to try to get as many persons, especially high school dropouts, back at school. And my understanding is that she gave the commitment that she'll provide allowances for transportation. She provided them with uniform. And they had school. A number of them from the Silver Lake area, Citronia, throughout the constituency. But some of the students encountered some problems last week. According to them, the students, they were denied being able to go through the portal. They have this internet portal which allows them to do their homework, among other things. Mm-hmm. And they were having difficulties to enter the portal because some kind of fee had not been paid, which means that my opponent, who gave the guarantee that those fees would have been paid, gotten the fees paid. So, hence, the reason why she summoned a meeting for all the college students from the Roseau South constituency. What more evidence do we need to see that my opponent clearly is using the bursar's office to seduce voters, to buy a vote? It's an indirect form of vote purchase. As I said, by getting young people back at the college or getting them into the college for the first time, that's a good thing. But the intentions are clear. It's a vote buying process. This is not something that had been done prior to her being a candidate. My opponent is using everything in the books. She goes around and asks people for their shopping list. Basically, what do you want?
Roseau South constituency representative Joshua Francis. Agriculture, Food and Fisheries Minister Reginald Ostrey has only now admitted that his government had problems in distributing $18 million of World Bank funds to farmers here in Dominica. This project was funded by the World Bank to assist in the restoration of livelihoods, reduction in nutritional shortages, reduction in mass migration, and to ensure food security. Ostrey blames those difficulties on his ministry's weak database. He said 4,200 farmers registered for that program, 884 were large commercial farmers, and 3,384 were small farmers. The distribution was $10,000 for the large farmers and $3,000 for the small farmers. We had some challenges in the execution of that program, and that was mainly because of our weak database at the Ministry of Agriculture, where we were not certain, to be honest with you, as to who were small farmers and who were commercial farmers. The distribution of the World Bank money was severely criticized by the opposition United Workers Party, UWP, which claimed that the manner in which the money was being distributed had treated hundreds of bona fide farmers and fishers with blatant disregard. A February 2018 UWP press release called for an immediate discontinuation of what it described as the Skerrit administration's politicization of the World Bank's Agricultural Emergency Response Grant, AERG, that has subjected hundreds of farmers and fishers to blatant injustice. In the release, the United Workers Party accused the government of abusing the $18 million grant for partisan political purposes, citing the number of recipients of the funds who are not involved in farming or fishing, and the large number of farmers and fishers who are still on a merry-go-round of disrespect while waiting to receive funds to which they were entitled. The United Workers Party called on the World Bank to order a full forensic investigation of the controversial aspects of this program in the public interest of fairness, equity, transparency, and accountability in the utilization of post-Maria financial assistance from the world community. Meanwhile, Ostrey said recently that a validation exercise will be put in place to prevent this situation from reoccurring. This is Q95 News. During his term at the podium at the United Nations meeting on climate and sustainable development for all, Dominica's Prime Minister stated that Dominica has defied all odds and is on a clear growth trajectory. The Prime Minister said statistics show that Dominica's economy will grow by 9% and the country is moving upward. He said that this progress is being led by many Dominicans, both at home and abroad, along with the support of international assistance.
Today, I am happy to report that the Economic Commission of Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, has predicted that the Dominican economy will grow by 9% this year. Our infrastructure is being built. New homes and schools have gone up, and a new modern hospital is under construction. The new structures are stronger and better than before in order to make them more hurricane resistant. Dominica has defied the odds and we are on a clear growth trajectory. Our national recovery has been led by the resilient and resourceful people of Dominica at home and abroad, who were determined not to be defeated by the mighty forces of nature. I also gratefully acknowledge the support of friends in the international community. From the seeds of Maria's destruction grew my administration's policy initiatives and actions to build the first climate resilient nation in the world and to usher Dominica into a bright future.
The Dominican Prime Minister says there is still a challenge for small countries like Dominica and other Caribbean countries to compete on the global economic stage while dealing with climate change.
Madam President, despite our social, economic and environmental risks, vulnerabilities and precarious positions in the macro global framework, international rules compel small island development states like mine and those of my Caribbean brothers and sisters to compete with and on the same terms as the world's largest economies. The confluence of these factors, when combined with the impacts of climate change, has placed many states at risk of not achieving the SDGs. Indeed, our very survival is in jeopardy. The global community must now scale up ambition and joint efforts to hold mean temperatures in the range of 1.5 degrees Celsius. Recognizing that we are on the front line of the battle against climate change, now is the time for the global community to take decisive action to support seeds in building capacity, ensuring clear, predictable sources of financing, developing low-carbon technologies, offering a future to our young people, providing a decent standard of living for our citizens, and securing our sustainable development.
Dominica's Prime Minister. UWP Deputy Leader and Rose of South MP Joshua Francis says he is very confident of the work that he has done as the MP for his constituency. Francis said, "I have reasons to be confident. I have performed as a parliamentary representative. Of course, not having access to state resources to personally help people and not having the kind of influence to force the government's hands to do what they're supposed to do for the people of the Rosso South constituency." He made these statements in response to a question posed to him in an interview on Q95 FM recently as it pertains to his confidence going into the next general elections.
I have reasons to be confident. I have performed as a parliamentary representative. Of course, not having access to state resources to personally help people and not having the kind of influence to force the government hands to do what it's supposed to do for the people of the Rosso South constituency. I am satisfied that I wrote a number of letters to the Prime Minister and other ministers of government in regard to different sectors in my constituency. The roads in the Jodel and Eggleston area would serve as an example. I would have written a number of letters. I made calls requesting urgent attention to be placed on the repair of those roads. I have asked for the cleaning of the ravines at Newtown. Just recently, I have seen some work done at the ravine adjacent to the Newtown Primary School. I've been asking for the government of Dominica to pay more attention to the young people of the constituency in terms of the playing fields. I will continue to advocate for the repair and the reconstruction of playing fields. I have been asking for job creation.
Meanwhile, he says Hurricane Maria dealt a serious blow to the productive sector of the Rosso area, and the main part of his agenda is to get that productivity sector rolling again.
In my constituency, as you are aware, Hurricane Maria gave a severe blow to the productive sector. Kobuli. Of course, you know, you're aware what happened to Kubuli Factory. Kubuli Factory was an employer of people all over Dominica, but more so people within the Rosso South constituency. We had Bello. Bello has shut down. Of course, Bello had its issues. But I'm just making the point that those were employers. We have Kubuli, we have Bello. Of course, Cicero Hotel has had its issues for a number of years right now. You have Anchorage. All these businesses are part of the productive sector in the Rosso South constituency. And the shutdown of those companies would mean unemployment. That's a big issue for me, of course. This is a big issue for Dominica, the employment situation. And that's one of the key areas that the United Workers Party wishes to address. Of course, in Team Dominica, we are referred to as the Job Creation Party because we understand to improve the quality of life of people, we have to grow the economy, we have to create job opportunities, we have to create the enabling environment for the private sector to expand.
UWP Deputy Leader and Rosso South MP Joshua Francis. Dominica Freedom Party leader Kent Vital says the DLP administration dismantled the systems and departments that were put in place to protect Dominica's resources. Vital highlighted a few projects implemented by the DLP administration. However, he says when a project is completed, it appears as if the work is never done properly. Vital added that under a new political party administration and the leader, citizens' livelihoods will be significantly enhanced.
So this scorecard is terrible for these guys. Oh, you want to talk about the environmental dimension? They dismantled some of the systems that they found to protect the environment. And listen, the impact that hurricanes had is partly a result of the bad economic management, the bad management of the forest, the bad management of our infrastructure in terms of cleaning the roadways and the bridges and so on. This government has a terrible record. Somebody may ask, I haven't done nothing. No, you know, roads are very important. They have done some of the roads and so on, and that's great. And a government need to do roads, and that's good. But even the roads, they have done some. But if you look at the general condition of many of our roads, they're already bad. Right now, where I am right now, I am just past the York Valley, and that road that for the longest while have been affected by the storm. They fixed the Rock Valley Bridge, but then no attention to the road. There are many other roadways that need serious focus. So even where they have done some work, there is still a lot lacking in the area of road infrastructure.
Leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Kent Vital. UWP candidate for the Cottage constituency, Marcus Romaine, is disappointed in the lack of attention that was given to employment and investment opportunities in the Cottage constituency by DLP Cottage MP Reginald Ostrie over the past 19 years. Romaine told Q95 FM that the best option for progress and real representation in the Cottage constituency is with the United Workers Party and him as a candidate.
Cannot be there for 15 years, 20 years, and not look after your people, especially the young people who are the future of tomorrow. They are the future of tomorrow. So if you do not prep them now, and you do not create an environment for them to grow in education, for them to grow in independence, for them to be able to have what is theirs, it's just going to be basically a failure on you.
UWP candidate for the Cottage constituency, Marcus Romaine. In more news, the state financial controller has announced that the Nicolas Maduro government is now trying to ban self-proclaimed Venezuelan leader Juan Guaido from holding office for 15 years, which is the maximum allowed under Venezuela law. Comptroller Elvis Amoroso claims Mr. Guaido's personal financial statements contained inconsistencies. Mr. Guaido, head of the opposition-controlled National Assembly, declared himself interim president in January 2019. He has the support of more than 50 countries, including the United States. The BBC's Will Grant in the Venezuelan capital Caracas said the decision to stop Mr. Guaido from holding office would come into force if he decided to put himself up for re-election at the end of his current term in the National Assembly. Mr. Guaido rejected Mr. Amoroso's announcement, saying that he was not Auditor General. The legitimate Congress is the only one with power to designate an Auditor General. This is Q95 News. The World Meteorological Organization, WMO, says the physical and financial impacts of global warming are accelerating. Record greenhouse gas levels are driving temperatures to increasingly dangerous levels, it says. Their report comes in the same week as the International Energy Agency, IEA, reported a surge in CO2 in 2018. However, new data from the United Kingdom suggests Britain is bucking the trend with emissions down by 3%. And now here is the weather outlook for Dominica and the Lesser Antilles, valid from 6 a.m. Friday, March 29th, 2019. A high pressure system is the dominant feature across this area. Occasional cloudiness with a few brief showers can be expected across parts of the island chain during the next 24 hours. A slight increase in moisture is expected across the area on Saturday. Moderate seas are expected during the next 24 to 48 hours with waves peaking near 7 feet. Well, that's the morning news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Joshua Francis, attorney at law and Roseau South parliamentary representative, says the United Workers Party will leave no one behind in his constituency. In other news, Nicolas Maduro government is now trying to ban self-proclaimed Venezuelan leader Juan Guaido from holding office for 15 years. And the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, says the physical and financial impacts of global warming are accelerating. The news was brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. Stay tuned to the big station.
top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.